Welcome to Calvary Chapel, Wichita. May God richly bless you as you listen to this message.
Well, good morning, all, and welcome this morning. One of them nice, beautiful days that the Lord has given us again. Of course, even when it seems like it's gloomy and dreary, as long as we're with the Lord, it's really great. So today we're going to be in 3 John, and in 3 John, this is the third letter that he had written. And of course, John is the disciple of the Lord here. And the theme of this is God encourages doing good. And we know that all throughout God's Word. I mean, that's what he's about. Everything is for our own good that we go through. And that love, that heart that he has for us, it's just so amazing. And even in this short letter here, it is an encouragement of doing good. So we'll just go right on into it here. This is a letter being written to Gaius, and John is writing this to him to encourage him, is what he's about. And it says here, and first it says, the elder. Says, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. And this, the elder, John had all right to be able to show his position that he was in, but it could have also just meant that he was older than Gaius. But I think really in this point, though, here where he's trying to encourage him, he is one of the elder of the church. So he was letting him know that his position, and also letting Gaius know where he's at, that he knows that he's a Christian. And the reason why he's saying that is where he says, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Well, this truth is just not a word that we have spoken. I mean, this is the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the truth that is actually being spoken of here. So that's why I say we know that Gaius is a Christian here. He is a fellow believer. is what he is on this part here. So second verse says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, and just as your soul prospers. Well, now, we don't know whether Gaius was sick and ailing, but this was just a greeting, I believe, that John had to him to encourage him, that he's with him, praying for him in all facets of his life. You know, whether he's ill, whether he's walking firm with the Lord. But he was praying that he would find him in good condition. And that his soul would be prospering too. So he wasn't ailing that way either. And you know, we can all get to that point. We can end up ailing. So, but here's John encouraging him. And in 3 it says, for I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you. Now that truth, again, he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's rejoicing, letting him know that he's done a very good job, because he's even gotten reports from others who have been out, who have heard Gaius speak, who has walked his daily walk. I mean, we don't necessarily go out and travel about as much, probably as we should, to share God's word, but we're out in the public continually. We're out in the world. How do we act? How do we walk? These are other ways that we can actually show that we're walking in the truth. And here is Gaius encouraging him. He said, I've had good report. John has said this to Gaius, that I've had that good report that you are walking in the truth, that you are following the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's encouraging him here. And not only that, don't just take this as a letter being written to this person here. Take this as being written to you. That not just John here, but God is encouraging. When you're following in his truth and in his word and walking with him, he gets those good reports continually. And he's just wanting to keep you lifted up, let you know. And how's he doing it? Through his living word, through the epistle here that John had written, which was inspired by God. So this is a heart of God speaking to this man, to us today. Take it as encouragement. As we've went back through our servants' conference and all that we've been going through, this is an encouragement. We need to encourage each other continually. Keep with the Lord. Stay in His truth. It says, "For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth." It says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Well, now, this really isn't John's child, not in the form that we may think, but he is John's child because he is one that John had led to the Lord. So as you are out, you are sharing, and you lead one to the Lord, he is like your child, he or she. You've had a part of doing what God's will is for you to be able to share him with others who are lost. So this has made John very encouraged, because whenever we have someone that we lead to the Lord, we have them on our hearts continually. We want to make sure they're in good health in their soul and in their body. So here's John just encouraging him, letting him know that, hey, no greater joy than to know that the child is doing well. That's what God's saying to you today. He's saying it's great to know that you're doing great. Keep it up. Even when you're hurting, keep it up. I'm with you. It gives me great joy. And it says, "Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for the strangers." Thank you. So here's the heart of this man. He has that heart of following the Lord, just like our Lord Jesus Christ did for us. He did whatever it was for who was close to hand, the brethren, for the stranger who's lost. That love he has. That love that he wants us to have for those. This is what John's telling Caiaphas, how well he's doing, encouraging him. I encourage you. You're doing well. Even when you think you're struggling, if you're speaking the Lord's word in truth, sharing that with others, you're doing well. Keep it up. Keep up the race. Keep going, moving on. Can't see that well. It says, "For brethren and for strangers who have bore witness of your love before the church." So this man is, he is walking well with the Lord. He's very much known in the body. He's much known in the community that he's in. And he's being encouraged by the Lord and by John. Well done. And again, you're being spoken to. Well done. It says, "If you send them forward, on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake. And his is capitalized here, talking about Jesus, God's name's sake. So Gaius has been a teacher of his own. He is actually out teaching, sharing with others, sending them out. Maybe that he's over a body that he's actually leading. He may just be a home fellowship. It may just be a friend, co-workers. But if you've strengthened them and led them to the Lord, and you give them good counsel of the Lord, and you've put them out, he's telling you, well done. Excuse me. It says, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles, taking nothing from the world. It's not just the people here he's talking about. He's talking about the world. It says, we, therefore, ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. So here he's just encouraging God, asked that, hey, you're part of the body of Christ. We want to encourage you. We want to be those workers out there doing the Lord's work together as fellow believers. Again, we're all part with John, Gaius, and the Lord Jesus Christ, because you're doing his work. Just encourage. Now we're going to come to a part here where we find out we have those that want to always kind of talk against us here. In 9 it says, I wrote to the church, and I'm messing up his name, Dothrus, who loves to have the premises among them, does not receive us. This guy is talking against John. He has a number of different places. He's basically working against the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's not wanting to share the word as the truth. He's wanting to be the one to be looked to. And John is just letting him know here. And he's also going to let us know as we go down through here his authority, what he's going to be talking to this man. It says, does not receive us. It says, therefore, if I come, when I come, basically is what he's saying, I will call to mind the deeds which he does. This guy may just be off base. But anyway, John is going to go out and try to bring him back, just as we would do if we have a brother or sister who's hurting and we use the word fall back. We stumble away. John's going to go let him know what is right. He's going to speak to him. He's going to bring him back, try to bring him back into that condition. Let him know that he's doing the wrong thing because he's speaking against the Lord. Not just against John, not against Gaius here. He's speaking against the Lord. And John's going to let him know that because he has the authority, he's going to speak to him and let him know about it. Trying to renew him. Let's see. It says, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does. Parting against us with malice words. And not content with what he himself does, not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wishes to, putting them out of the church. This guy is in the church, and he's actually speaking against those who are wanting to come and share God's word. And then anybody in the body, he's wanting to put them out too. So he's deceived somehow here. Anyway, John is going to come and speak to him and let him know that, no, you're missing it. You need to be back with the Lord. You're speaking against the Lord. And in 11 it says, beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. This is what he's even going to be saying to, he's saying this to Gaius, but this is exactly what he's going to say to, I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce the man's name. But that's exactly what he's going to be saying to him. He's going to say, don't imitate evil. God is not about evil. He's about good. He's about building all up, healing, renewing, saving. He is all about the love. It says, he who does good. I skipped some. I'm sorry. It says, beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. Now, this has not seen God, I wanted to kind of go and look at that one a little bit. I wasn't sure exactly whether that meant, hey, he's not saved or what all. And, of course, now I've lost my note. I don't use notes. That's the reason why. I try to rely on them and then lose them. But in this person has truly hasn't been seeking the Lord's face, is what he's meaning by he hasn't seen God. So maybe he is just one who's playing the part of being a brother, a Christian. So he's missing out. And in this, he's deceiving others. So he's letting him know here that if he's not doing good, it's not of God, it'll be of evil. So he has not seen God. Now, it doesn't mean that he's lost and won't be able to see him. God can repair. He can save all. But he's, again, this is an encouragement to Gaius, letting him know what's out there. We've seen that in different studies we've already been having as we go through. Even in our home fellowships as we're going through the Word, there are those teachers who are going to try to lead us astray, whether they're meaning to or not. Some have that agenda, though, that that's what they want to do. He's forewarning him here, and he's edifying him that he was doing the right thing. He is doing things for good. As long as you're doing it for the good, you're doing it seeking the Lord. Demetrius, I believe that's the way it's pronounced, has a good testimony for all and from the truth itself. Again, the truth here, it's God. It's the following of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just somebody saying, hey, he's doing a good job. That somebody is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the truth, the living Word. It says, and we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. This other person was one that was being kind of held back by the other one, by not letting him share God's word, by not letting any of the prophets even share God's word, what was going on, those who were going out. But again, in John here, he's encouraging, God's encouraging. As long as we're seeking him, we are doing God's work, and he's telling us, job well done. And in 13 it says, I had many things to write, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink, John had a lot of things he wanted to say to this man. But it's something he really needed to say in person. That's the kind of heart he has for him. And I know at times that's the only way you can say it is in a pen and paper. Distance just has too much to do with it. So not saying don't write a letter. By all means, write the letter. If you're sharing God's love, write the letter, by all means. But John wanted to let him know that he was going to be coming to see him soon. It says, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. And here he tells him, peace to you. Our friends greet you, and greet the friends by name. Brother, sister, Christian. Now, I've caught our worship group pretty much off guard. We're pretty much done at this point. I would like, if somebody would go grab them and bring them back in. We want to do some worship. And before, well, when the worship finishes, don't anyone leave. We need to make an announcement to you. So I want to make sure that we go ahead and praise the Lord, that we're encouraged here by the Lord, that we'll be blessed by the Lord and guided by the Lord. So I know John's word here is, it's powerful because it's actually God's word. It was handed down to him. These words are all inspired by God. It's very short, and I kind of went through it fast, but I just encourage you, if you seek the Lord, you're doing the things for good, you will be blessed.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have any questions, please contact us at area code 316-263-3804 or check us out on the web at www.calvarychapelwichita.org.